Chapter 10. One third to the clerks and other officers among them, and one third to defray the incident charge of the office. Thus calculated, per annum, 100,000 subscribers paying 1D each every quarter pounds SD166634 equals one third to the secretary per annum, and three clerks 555.79 pounds per annum. To a registrar 100, to a clerk 50, to four searchers 100, 550.00 one third, to a physician 100, to a surgeon 100, to four visitors 100, to 10 committee men, 5s. Each sitting, twice per week, one third is 260, to incident, to a clerk of, charges. Committees 50, such as to a messenger 40, 560, 15, 7, a house for the office 40, a house for the hospital 100, contingency 70, 15s, 7D. equals 166634, all the charge being thus paid out of such a trifle as LD. Per quarter, the next consideration is to examine what the incomes of this subscription may be, and in time what may be the demands upon it. Pounds SD. If 100,000 persons subscribe, they pay down at their entering each 60, which is 2500.00, and the first year's payment is in stock at once. Per quarter 20,000.00. It must be allowed that under 3 months the subscriptions will not be well complete, so the payment of quarterage shall not begin, but from the day after the books are full, or shut up, and from thence 1 year, is to pass before any claim can be made, and the money coming in at separate times, I suppose no improvement upon it for the first year, except of the £2,500, which, lent to the king on some good fund at £7%. Interest, advances the first year 175,000, the quarterage of the second year, abating for 1,000 claims 19,800,000, and the interest of the first year's money at the end of the second year, lent to the king, as aforesaid, at 7%. Interest, is 1774.10, the quarterage of the third year, abating for claims 19,400.00, the interest of former cash to the end of the third year 32,840.80 equals income of 3 years 66,933.18.0. Note, any persons may pay twos, up to fives, quarterly, if they please, and upon a claim, will be allowed in proportion. To assign what shall be the charge upon this, where contingency has so great a share, is not to be done, but by way of political arithmetic a probable guess may be made. It is to be noted, that the pensions I propose to be paid to persons claiming by the third, fifth, and sixth articles are thus. Every person who paid ones, quarterly shall receive 12d weekly, and so in proportion every 12d paid quarterly by any one person to receive so many shillings weekly, if they come to claim a pension. The first year no claim is allowed, so the bank has in stock completely £22,500. From thence we are to consider the number of claims. Sir William Petty, in his Political Arithmetic, supposes not above 1 in 40 to die per annum out of the whole number of people, and I can by no means allow that the circumstances of our claims will be as frequent as death, for these reasons. 1. Our subscriptions respect all persons grown, and in the prime of their age, past the first, and providing against the last part of danger, Sir William's account including children and old people, which always make up one third of the bills of mortality. 2. Our claims will fall thin at first for several years, and let but the money increase for 10 years, as it does in the account for 3 years, it would be almost sufficient to maintain the whole number. 3. Allow that casualty and poverty are our debtor side. Health, prosperity, and death are the creditor side of the account. And in all probable accounts, those three articles will carry off 3/4 parts of the number, as follows. If 1 in 40 shall die annually, as no doubt they shall, and more, that is 2,500 a year, which in 20 years is 50,000 of the number, I hope I may be allowed 1/3 to be out of condition to claim, apparently living without the help of charity, and 1/3 in health and body, and able to work, which, put together, make 83,332, so it leaves 16,668. To make claims of charity and pensions in the first 20 years, and 1/2 of them must, according to Sir William Petty, die on our hands in 20 years. So there remains but 8,334. But to put it out of doubt, beyond the proportion to be guessed at, I will allow they shall fall thus. The first year, we are to note, none can claim, and the second year the number must be very few, but increasing. Wherefore I suppose 1 in every 500 shall claim the second year, pounds which is 200, the charge whereof is 500, 1 in every 100, the third year is 1,000, the charge 2,500 together with the former 200, 500 equals 3,500, to carry on the calculation. Pounds SD. We find the stock at the end of the third year 66,933.18, the quarterage of the fourth year, abating as before 19,000 interest of the stock 48,82.17.6, the quarterage of the fifth year 18,600 interest of the stock 64,73.00 equals 115,889.15.6, the charge 3,000.00 2,000, to fall the fourth year 5,000.00, and the old continued 3,500.00 2,000, the fifth year 5,000.00, the old continued 11,000.00 equals 27,500.00. By this computation, the stock is increased above the charge in 5 years 89,379.15.60. And yet here are sundry articles to be considered on both sides of the account, that will necessarily increase the stock and diminish the charge. First, in the 5 years time 6,200 having claimed charity, the number being abated for in the reckoning above for stock, it may be allowed new subscriptions will be taken in, to keep the number full, which in 5 years amounts to 3,400.00. Their sixpences is 115,000 equals 3,555,000, which added to 115,889.15.60 augments the stock to 119,444.15.66,200 persons claiming help, which falls, to be sure, on the aged and infirm, I think, at a modest computation, in 5 years time 500 of them may be dead, which, without allowing annually, we take it an abatement of £4,000 out of the charge 4,000.00, which reduces the charge to 23,500.00. Besides this, the interest of the quarterage, which is supposed in the former account to lie dead till the year is out, which cast up from quarter to quarter, allowing it to be put out quarterly, as it may well be, amounts to, by computation for 5 years, £50 to £50. From the fifth year, as near as can be computed, the number of pensioners being so great, I make no doubt, but they shall die off the hands of the undertaker as fast as they shall fall in, excepting so much difference as the payment of every year, which the interest of the stock shall supply. For example, pounds SD. At the end of the fifth year, the stock in hand 94,629.156. The payment of the sixth year 20,000. Interest of the stock 54,840 equals 120,037.196. Allow an over plus charge for keeping in the house, which will be dearer than pensions. £10,000 per annum. £10,000 charge of the sixth year. £22,500 balance in cash. £87,537.196 equals 120,037.196. This also is to be allowed, that all those persons who are kept by the office in the house shall of employment provided for them, whereby no person shall be kept idle, the works to be suited to everyone's capacity without rigor, only some distinction to those who are most willing to work, the profits of the said work to the stock of the house. Besides this, there may great and very profitable methods be found out to improve the stock beyond the settled interest of 7%, which perhaps may not always be to be had, for the exchequer is not always borrowing money, but a bank of £80,000, employed by faithful hands, need not want opportunities of great and very considerable improvement. Also, it would be a very good object for persons who die rich to leave legacies to, which in time might be very well supposed to raise a standing revenue to it. I will not say, but various contingencies may alter the charge of this undertaking, and swell the claims beyond proportion further than I extend it. But all that, and much more, is sufficiently answered in the calculations by above £80,000 in stock to provide for it. As to the calculation, being made on a vast number of subscribers, and more than, perhaps, will be allowed likely to subscribe, I think the proportion may hold good in a few as well as in a great many, and perhaps if 20,000 subscribed, it might be as effectual. I am indeed willing to think all men should have sense enough to see the usefulness of such a design, and be persuaded by their interest to engage in it. But some men have less prudence than brutes, and will make no provision against age till it comes, and to deal with such two ways might be used by authority to compel them. 1. The churchwardens and justices of peace should send the beadle of the parish, with an officer belonging to this office, about to the poorer parishioners to tell them that, since such honorable provision is made for them to secure themselves in old age from poverty and distress, they should expect no relief from the parish, if they refused to enter themselves, and by sparing so small a part of their earnings to prevent future misery. 2. The churchwardens of every parish might refuse the removal of persons and families into their parish, but upon their having entered into this office. 3. All persons should be publicly desired to forbear giving anything to beggars, and all common beggars suppressed after a certain time, for this would effectually suppress beggary at last. And, to oblige the parishes to do this on behalf of such a project, the governor of the house should secure the parish against all charges coming upon them from any person who did subscribe, and pay the quarterage, and that would most certainly oblige any parish to endeavor that all the laboring meaner people in the parish should enter their names, for in time it would most certainly take all the poor in the parish off of their hands. I know that by law, no parish can refuse to relieve any person or family fallen into distress, and therefore to send them word they must expect no relief would seem a vain threatening. But thus far the parish may do. They shall be esteemed as persons who deserve no relief, and shall be used accordingly. For who indeed would ever pity that man in his distress who at the expense of 2 pots of beer a month might have prevented it, and would not spare it? As to my calculations, on which I do not depend either, I say this. if they are probable, and that in 5 years' time a subscription of 100,000 persons would have £87,537.19. 60 in cash, all charges paid. I desire anyone but to reflect what will not such a sum do. For instance, were it laid out in the million lottery tickets, which are now sold at £6 each, and bring in £1 per annum for 15 years, every £1,000 so laid out pays back in time £2,500, and that time would be as fast as it would be wanted, and therefore be as good as money. Or if laid out in improving rents, as ground rents with buildings to devolve in time, there is no question, but a revenue would be raised in time to maintain one-third part of the number of subscribers, if they should come to claim charity. And I desire any man to consider the present state of this kingdom, and tell me, if all the people of England, old and young, rich and poor, were to pay into one common bank force, per annum a head, and that force, duly and honestly managed, whether the overplus paid by those who die off, and by those who never come to want, would not in all probability maintain all that should be poor, and forever banish beggary and poverty out of the kingdom. Of wagering. Wagering, as now practiced by politics and contracts, is become a branch of assurances. It was before more properly a part of gaming, and as it deserved, had but a very low esteem, but shifting sides, and the war providing proper subjects, as the contingencies of Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.